When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got a young O-Block legend, Prince Dre, in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, bro.
Paul Stone screaming, get back.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you on here. I feel like you've got an important history, and you can fill us in on a lot of details about some crazy you've been around for and all that.
Already.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you were born and what your childhood was like.
I was born in Woodlawn. That's part of Old Block, but it's probably like FBG known.
Okay.
T1B 7 that we all in the same neighborhood. I was really born in the neighborhood, but I ain't stay. I wasn't born in Old Block.
Okay.
I just moved in Old Block.
At what age?
Like 12, like 11 or some shit.
Okay, so at 11 you move over there. What was life like before that, though?
It was still bussing because I was still in the hood.
Right, you were just like right over there?
Yeah, I was still over there.
Okay.
But I just wasn't in the old block.
You see some crazy shit?
True, though, huh?
You seen crazy shit happening when you were a kid, or?
What? I seen wild ass shit. I seen come up the block one day, he pop out the car. I think his ass dead, though. He shot up a crib. I was probably like, I was probably like 9 or something.
And you just see him shoot up a crib, and you're a kid, and you don't even know that this is something that people do?
No, I knew that was something
people
do.
You knew about drive-bys and whatnot, but did you know who lived in the house?
Yeah, I knew who lived in there.
And like, what went through your head as a 9-year-old as far as you can remember?
It's another day.
So that was some regular shit.
It was shootings all the time. Our crib got shot up a couple of times when we stayed like on 71st.
Like they intended to shoot up your crib?
Yes, they did.
Why would they do that? What kind of shit were you into? I'm assuming you weren't into shit as like a 9-year-old or whatever, but was your parents into some stuff?
Yeah, my whole family gangsta.
Really?
Yeah.
And did they tell you about that at a certain point? Or
with that situation on, it wasn't. It just some shit that happened to my people, and I guess they figured out like, damn, they people stay right up.
Okay.
And they did that. I was younger, probably like 8 around that.
But do you remember how your parents tried to like make sense of that to you? Did they try to explain to you why someone would do that, or did they just act like it was just something really random that just took place?
I ain't gonna lie, I was getting that nosy as hell, you know. So I was just hearing what they were saying, but. They ain't tell me no like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Your parents are BDs?
Nah. My parents gangsters.
Really?
Both of them.
Your parents are both GDs?
Yeah.
Wow. And so when you moved to O Block, was that a thing?
What? That they, nah. See, my daddy, he was in jail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my daddy a lot, but then I wasn't with him a lot when he got booked.
At what age were you when he went away?
I was probably like, it was around like 12, 11.
And?
Like my high school days, he got out later.
Really? So you know about the situation that took place that got him locked up?
Nah.
He never talked to you about it?
Nah.
Damn. But did it seem surprising to you as a kid, or was it not that shocking?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know what the fuck he was booked for. I used to be calling. I'm like, this ain't answer. My mama ain't never say, like, he in hell for this. Then he called one day, like, he in jail. It was later on in life when I found out what he was in jail for.
How many years did he do?
I beat that thing. Oh. Had nothing on her, no shit like that.
So he beat it?
He just put something on him. Yeah, he beat it.
Wow, okay. When you moved to O Block, what was there like a reason? Was your parents going through any kind of changes in their life or anything?
I don't know why my mom moved out.
It was just another place to live?
Yeah. It was just she moved up.
Okay. And what was it like when you moved there? Was it
different? Because O Blocks is like a majority BD hood, and if you said everybody that you was dealing with.
But I ain't, everywhere we live was BDs, so I just adapted to everywhere we live. I ain't follow my mama, no, or daddy. Yeah. Every block we lived on was BDs.
It was a BD block?
Yeah, every block.
I seen a clip where FBG Young said that y'all was like friends and stuff. He said that you flipped from GD to BD.
Nah, I never been GD.
You seen that, well, you seen that though right?
Yeah, that was my homie.
I'll say I did. You did grow up with Young and
I ain't gonna lie. Mostly everybody you know was cool from wherever they from. Like where Reese and them from, it was some of the ops. They from there too. So all of us grew up together. Went to school with each other.
And it was all good until when? Like 2011 type time period?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, me and Young, I started rocking with him because my best friend, it was Young for me too.
Trying to stay like right.
He can that, my homie had died. Yeah, he got killed.
Yeah.
So, you know, Young was over there, but I was in O Block. My homie, he was in O Block, but he was on the other side too, well, like on TYMB. And I was going over there with him. So when he died, Young fell into that. He was letting his people disrespect him. I'm like, damn, it's your homie too. But at the time, I guess folks were just where he at. So, I ain't never had no problem. I just like, nah.
Just fell back off on him.
So that's when you stopped communicating with Young?
Yeah.
Okay. So once you moved into O Block, though, what was your perspective on it in terms of how different it was? Was it crazier than the places you had lived before?
It was the same. That bitch was busting, but it was the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Was everybody just hanging out outside?
Yeah.
What year was this that you moved there?
It was probably like 2000. It was right around when, right after TY died, right before TY died. So it was like 2008.
Okay.
Yeah. So who's TY?
TY, he was from the hood.
Yeah.
TYMB, I've heard of him.
Yeah, I know TY. All right, so this is, TY was from TYMB.
Yeah.
All
right,
so this was
I went to school with all of them. Yeah.
So nice, you know, to be like around Court and
Courtney and Cortez.
Yeah,
and
Fefe.
Yeah, I used to be with them too. I grew up with them too.
All right, for sure.
Okay. So you moved there, and then what kind of stuff were you into at that young age? Were you getting in trouble a lot, or were you just chilling?
Man, I was chilling. I always be chill.
You seem pretty chill.
Yeah. Everybody fuck with me. You don't be hearing no fuck shit on me, man. Because I ain't finna rah-rah with you. Just don't fuck with me. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Who was outside in O Block at that time? Or, like, who was the people that were really popular in the area that people at home might know?
Shit, like OD.
Oh.
Top was outside. All the ones you know, they was outside.
Big A.
Big A. That's my cousin. Dizzle. All the guys. J Money, T Roy, Von. But Von wasn't, he was like back and forth.
In jail.
Yeah. No, around that time when I first came, he was like in Killer Ward. And he was back over here, but he still stayed on the block.
So you and Big A was actually like cousins? That was your...
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Oh, really?
So you remember when OD got killed and what that was all like?
Yeah, I was around when O got killed.
You were like directly there? Or?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was right there, but I just wasn't next to him. He got killed out the gate. I was inside the gate.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was just somebody driving by?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember, like, it wasn't nobody driving by. Somebody just came to the cut.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you remember when, like, everybody kind of made the decision to change the name?
Yeah, shit happened right there. We was getting that O in, getting that O Block. It was all right there.
That same day?
Probably like, nah, not the same day. Niggas ain't thinking, man, we finna name this bitch a Block. Nah.
So, all right, can you walk us through that day? Because, like, OD plays a big part of it and it becoming O Block. So, like, what was that day like for everybody when OD died?
Man, that bitch felt crazy. That shit. That was really, like, That was one of the first losses. He lost Keita, but she ain't die from no gunshots, no shit like that. So that was really like a big ass loss for us. Around that time, that shit was sad. It was late night.
It was late night.
Yeah, it's like around the time when like we had these security. They ain't really want us on the block and shit. If you ain't live there, you ain't no resident. But niggas from here, they was kicking niggas out the block. So around this time, they was on that fuck shit, kicking niggas out the block. Folks was on the bike and shit.
Right. When I went to O Block, I seen the security, and I was like, oh, that's dope. They got security. And
then I was like, the fourth set of securities. Since then.
Then I was kind of looking at the security thinking, like, well, what the fuck are they going to do, really? Like, they're not really, like... Like, it's not like the kind of security that you used to, like, a rapper having. It's just some random guy
who's just standing in a booth.
Are y'all cool?
I'm sure they're cool, but they're not exactly intimidating.
Like, y'all got relationships with someone in security? Like, they know what's going on type shit? So, like, y'all cool with them? Or it's just like, nah, they just the security for the O Block?
It's just security for the neighborhood.
They seemed a little too cool, if you ask me. They looked like they were just hanging out. I don't know.
Must be getting paid fucking a lot of money to be security for O Block, right?
See, I don't know.
It gotta be, right?
I don't know.
All right, so you mentioned Keita, though, because Keita's somebody that I hear everyone, like, she seemed like she got a lot of love from everybody. I think T-Roy used to talk about her, a tweet about her, Jay Money. So, like, who was Keita, and, like, what was the relationship she had with?
Keita, that was like, New Wop and Joey. That's their sister. And they got another brother named Devon. That's their sister. She just from the block. She just was somebody that's originated from there that everybody know. So when she died, she hurt everybody because that's somebody they seen.
How did she die, though? Wasn't gun violence or
anything? No, gun violence. Natural causes. Yeah.
So you saw when Sosa started blowing up? Did that kind of change the whole area?
Yeah, I was around when Sosa was blowing up. When he blew up, man, that bitch was busting.
Really? What was the change?
And it was bad and good.
Right.
The good was, like, this round time, Instagram coming out. So everybody want to know, who the fuck is this? Who is this? Who is this?
Mm.
So they looking to all of us. But the bad was, when Keith come, it's going to be 100 million police come out.
Really?
You got to watch that Boss Top and Dirt. They got a video, and you will see that shit. How they used to come out.
Right. So the thing that happened then was more a problem with the cops and not like enemies coming through?
That was busting.
It was busting both ways.
Every day it was some shit coming out.
So is that kind of weird for you to be like, oh, damn, people care about me all of a sudden just because I live here?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was crazy. Because really we wasn't looking at it like I'm trying to see like, it wasn't nothing we was just doing. That was something Keith was doing. Mm-hmm. He was rapping. That's something he wanted. For me, I was rapping, but I was just playing. Then when I seen Keith, I just took that shit serious.
So you were rapping all the way back when he first popped out?
Yeah, because it's early on, like from all the O Block rappers, it seemed like you, Sosa and Boss Talk were like the main three early rappers.
It's other rappers like Ron Taylor, Gooch, but other than that, we was like
y'all was the main three that was getting the recognition.
Yeah, that was getting that recognition.
So where do you think a lot of that influence came from? Because I think I seen one time where Waka Flocka came to y'all hood and stuff. So he was a big influence on what y'all had going on.
You saying what motivated us? Yeah. Like, who we was looking at?
Yeah, like, what rappers y'all was looking at the time?
Niggas all Flocka, niggas all Gucci, niggas all... I was all Pac-Man. Pac-Man, you know, that's...
From King Louie?
Yeah. Right, Pac-Man from Drill City. Yeah. Even Woodline.
Yeah, he started Drill. That's what they say, right?
Yeah. Drill, you know, it's just you telling your story.
Yeah. But so Pac-Man was the first person to really be...
That was, like,
Drill.
Pushing the Drill.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Then... That was really my influence, though, Pac-Man. Right, I was really around, so I'm seeing them like, damn, I know him. He was blowing up. He was with, like, L.E.P., Bogus Boys.
L.E.P., I remember them.
Yeah. I don't know.
They used to be with, like, Wayne and shit.
Yeah. That was a whole era during the blogs. We were all on the blogs and shit, and that was like the hottest shit coming out of Chicago at that
Chicago,
time.
Yeah, Chicago. That was like after Twisted, though.
Yeah. See, that's one thing I fucked up when we interviewed Lil Reese. I should have talked to him about Twista being in the fucking Us video or the Traffic video. I forget which one it is, but Twista's just in the background.
Traffic.
But I think I asked Twista about that a long time ago, so I already got his perspective on it, but I should have asked Reese the other day.
Even Alley Boy. Alley Boy was somebody that was like hanging out with Chief Keef and y'all back in the day early on. It's a vlog.
Alley Boy had like a relationship with phone number from the Met Building. You know, that's like with Reese and Wook and Vernie.
Yeah.
All them from.
So that's
that was like cross street from O Block.
Yeah.
So Alley Boy had a relationship with phone number from there.
I miss Alley Boy, man. He was so viral at that time. Like every week he was going viral for beating somebody up or hating on somebody, dissing somebody. It was crazy.
He was around like real style.
He told me he was going to come up here soon, so hopefully, you know, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, Alley Boy, we didn't forget. You got to pull up. But, okay, so like Sosa blows up, but then he kind of like leaves Chicago right away, right?
That was because situated like with the police shit.
Right.
They ain't had nothing to do with nothing else.
For sure, but like, from your perspective, as a person who's trying to make it as a rapper, what did you think of that? Where like he blows up, but then he's out of there like right away.
See, man, I don't know. I got like a different understanding on shit. I ain't see no wrong in on leaving.
Right. Cause
if you stay, man, you just gonna get pulled back into some shit.
Right. Either the cops or people trying to do something to you. Both very bad options.
Everything got real around the board.
Yeah.
So I don't see no wrong in it. They know the police is on his ass. Cause they feel like he started everything was going on because the music. This somebody that's blowing up, they damn. Mm. So they putting the blame on him. So they on his ass.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't see no wrong in that.
They wouldn't even let a hologram of Sosa perform. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I think that shit was like in Indiana or some shit.
Oh, was it? I thought that was in Chicago.
Nah, that shit wasn't in there.
Really? Oh, that's confusing.
They stopped that in Indiana, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With you being one of the early rappers from O Block and stuff, how come Chief Keef never really like added you to like the whole GVE thing that he had going on, you think? Like what's more of y'all music relationship? Because y'all got songs, right?
No, we don't got no songs.
Y'all ain't got no songs, but I see him in the videos and stuff.
Yeah, being
how come y'all ain't never really did no music? What was that?
See, I was rapping. But folks probably like, damn, folks ain't take serious. But who did come was Fredo Santana. That was like one of the first of the guys that had that was like coming for me and Top. Keith came with Top because Top was rapping.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I wasn't really like rapping. But I was rapping though. So he probably like, damn, folks ain't taking it serious. But once he left, that's when I was taking that shit.
That's
see, when I was seeing, like when I went to Folks Crib and he did the Sicko video, I'm like, damn, I'm finna take this shit serious. Folks just made it out. So that's when I started taking it serious. And that's when, around the time folks couldn't come like to Chicago. Chicago and shit. Yeah.
The legal situation. Yeah. But so like Boss Top was like another person that he has like, it seemed like he has a lot of influence on people on O Block and stuff. And I seen him, you and him, hanging out a lot. Like, what's your relationship with Boss Top?
That's my real brother right there.
Like, is he older than you? Like, are you younger than most of them? Or
Me, Von, and Keith, we like same age.
Around same age, so yeah. So Boss Top was like the older guys.
Yeah, he older brother, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
So J Money and shit like that.
So if Boss Top's your brother, then were you there when he ran up in Chief Keef's crib? You want to give us your perspective on that story? No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We always hear about that, but nobody really wants to give too many details.
I don't know nothing about that. For sure, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
But that situation did change how Chief Keef and Boss Top, I guess, their friendship in the future, because I mean it's on the internet. They talked about like something definitely went down. So I was always wondering like how come Chief Keef and Boss Top really don't hang out.
That's the internet. You ain't never seen them two saying that.
Sosa said stuff for sure.
Yeah, but you know that's brothers. Yeah. Niggas argue.
Okay, one thing you could say about a lot of the Chicago dudes when they beef with each other, they keep it really, really quiet. And when they beef with the other side, they keep it unbelievably not quiet. There's one thing that we notice all the time. Like, nobody will tell us the root of why Reese and Dirk aren't around each other or why Reese ain't around Sosa or whatever. Nobody wants to talk about that shit. But then in terms of who they don't get along with, it feels like we know everything.
It's free game, right? But it's
true. Have you ever noticed that? Or is that something they tell you when you move to O Block?
But look, though, man. Look. Man, I don't talk to each other. It's just y'all two getting into it with each other. Y'all not finna be on no internet talking about some
fuck you.
Y'all brothers, so y'all gonna handle that situation.
Yeah, that's real.
In the crib, like, you get into it with your little brother or something. You ain't finna go outside and be like, man, fuck my little brother, I'm finna kill him or some shit.
Yeah.
Nah, you gonna fight
real
at home, your mama gonna yell at you.
As soon as you beef with your girl and she goes online and starts talking about you, to me, it's over.
I gotta ask you about that. What's your situation?
No. We're talking about you. I don't answer too many questions. I ask them. I'm like, DJ, you. Or did I say the wrong one?
So what's your ties to New Orleans, though? Because I've always, like, you got Soldier Dre. I seen you with, I think you was at Soldier Slim's Memorial or something.
Yeah, when I grew up out that shit with my dad. I used to be riding around. He'd be off, like, all New Orleans shit. But then again, you know, I got family there, too. But
yeah,
as I'm growing, that's when I'm learning that. So I had met my partner, Wayne P. That's who helped me with the book and shit. That's my brother shit right there.
Mm.
I had got a close relationship with him. Then I ain't gonna lie, that bitch changed my life. New Orleans, that bitch.
So
you were going back and forth shit when you were a kid, or?
I started going back and forth, like, 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, then I lived, moved there.
Was it because you wanted to get away from all the bullshit in Chicago, or what was your reason for wanting to be out there?
I just fuck with the culture. I just fuck with them. Then, you know, my family know, my grandma know from the South.
Mm.
So I wanted to go touch that bitch, and I grew up off the music and shit. So I wanted to go see what the fuck that shit was like.
But did you feel conflicted about moving? Because I feel like a lot of people from Chicago, if they move, they're almost kind of like embarrassed to be out of there, even if they move somewhere better.
See, for me, man, look, that's New Orleans. That bitch busting.
Right.
So it's not no, I'm going, I really ain't go nowhere that was better than Chicago.
Yeah, New Orleans is down there.
That bitch, murder cow. That bitch been a murder cow since the 90s and shit.
Right. But so when you moved there, you started being around some grimy shit?
What you mean? that bitch bossing. I'm just telling
when
you.
When I've been to New Orleans, it's just like, oh, this is a touristy ass place that I could just be posted in the hotel, and they got nice restaurants and bars and
shit like that.
I'm not going to the trenches.
On the other
side. Yeah, I was.
I was in the trenches. Like, I adapt to that bitch. They love me out there. That's really my second home.
They think it's tight that you're from O Block?
Man, fuck all that shit. They adapt to me because I'm me.
Right.
But yeah, though, you know, that shit carry a weight, like, but that shit don't really carry weight like that. Niggas love it. They fuck with, like, yeah, you from there.
Mm.
But it's about how you move and then how you is.
Right.
Anybody can, it don't matter who you is, be like, I'm from O Block. If your character ain't adapting to this shit, they don't fuck with you, it ain't shit.
Right, but, like, you still stay there?
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, but you go back to Chicago much?
Yeah, my family though.
Right.
So I gotta go.
How often do you go O-Block back to, like, O Block, and, like, who the man guys that you go kick it with when you do go to O Block?
Shit, all the guys that still up. Yeah. E, Gleach.
E, like, Boogie, E Dog.
Duke, whoever.
Yeah.
Everybody. When I go there, I ain't gonna lie, that bitch motivate me. That bitch is, that's a different love. That's a bitch, I don't know, fuck. But every time I go to Chicago, I gotta go there.
You gotta go visit the old touch.
Got to.
So who's who would you say, like, the closest friends that you got from O Block, or any cousins? You said you related to Big A, but, like, that's it?
You saying, like,
yeah, like, any other cousins or relatives that live in O Block, or Big A's only?
Dizzle, Polo, them my cousins. But I ain't gonna lie, I was close to, like, Top, me and Top, T-Roy, me and Von. Like, I got a relationship with all the guys.
Yeah.
It's like different, but we all still close.
Nah, it seemed like everybody, because I remember early on I seen the Zach TV interview. So how did that, what was it like when y'all shot the Zach TV that day in O Block and I seen you out there, Prince, Boss Top was out there, Big A was out there. That's the main people I can remember at that time.
I ain't gonna lie, I really wanna fuck with Zach at that time. I thought it was out of the police.
Because you just weren't even used to people doing interviews. And...
Well, I wasn't used to this shit, so it's around that time I wasn't shy. Niggas think I was shy, but I wasn't shy. Just wasn't fucking no cameras. I was just quiet. I ain't trust shit. How the fuck you gonna come record us?
But who called him over there? Who set that up for him?
He hit me.
Oh, so you set it up, but then you still was a little like.
But I was still like. Only reason why I did, cause I seen LA do it in LA. LA and Rondo, they had did this shit, so I'm like, I'm getting that, fuck it. So I did it. But then when he came, I'm getting that, man, this nigga asking too many incriminating that shit. But I'm just, I know how to go around the shit. Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't fuck with that Zach shit. Yeah. Then I started fucking with him after that, though.
So Vaughn came home in what, 2017, 2018?
Man, Vaughn was in and out. I don't remember the years, but like then, that.
He did like 4 years right they before like he started years. To pop off as a rapper, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when he got out, were you like anxiously awaiting him getting out because you guys were already friends at that point?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, he was calling me, you know, because I was rapping out. Keith was gone, me and Top, like we had the light and shit. So when he was in jail, he would call like, man, I'm finna rap. He what the fuck you on? I'm finna rap. I'm telling him like, go ahead, you got a story, but the way I'm like, this nigga playing like a motherfucker. But when he got out, I guess he had one with Fono with Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he really took that shit serious. Then I'm like, damn, he was sending me the songs. I ain't gonna lie, Fono's first songs was weak shit. But I'm like, damn, bitch, you for real. Then when I heard the crazy story, I'm like, never.
Yeah, you never thought that'd be him, some shit he do. So you didn't see Vaughn being a rapper when he first got up?
Nah.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Vaughn though, he, dude. Me, Vaughn, T-Roy, Top E. Like, all us, we was like known. Vaughn was known shit, so I already knew, like, folks got a star to him, but I ain't think folks gonna be rapping. That shit surprising.
Another name that I always hear is Gleesh.
Gleesh?
But is Gleesh from O Block? Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, who's Gleesh?
Gleesh moved in that bitch. Me and Gleesh stayed across the hall from each other.
Yeah.
I've been knowing Gleesh, though, from Union and shit, like, Houston and shit. Then he had his mom and them moved in that bitch. He's been there for a long time, so yeah, he
oh, so over. Yeah, he's somebody that he been there for a long time.
That's my brother, I ain't gonna lie. I've been knowing Gleesh for the longest time, way before even he came to Overlap.
So you invented Phonem?
Phonem? Yeah, that's me.
When? Like, what? How did it come about? You have any recollections of what this was like?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. I was just rapping. But I don't like doing what other people do, so... It just came, phone numbers been like, man, what the fuck is you talking about? Oh, man, I don't phone them. And I just never stopped. And I just seen people start saying that shit.
Right.
Yeah. But then I seen them put that shit on Herb, man. Man, look, Herb.
Saying Herb invented it.
But yeah, they talking about Herb invented that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I think that was my mixtapes.
But there's no chance? You're 100% sure you came up with it?
I'm 1,000,000% sure. I just found out this shit real. Go look at the interviews. But if I got a motherfucking interview, I'll just keep saying on phone now.
Right. But what, like, when did you really start to see people using it on, like, a bigger and bigger scale?
After the My Mixtape, they gave Herb a cake that said on phone now. And I just started seeing everybody say that shit.
Right.
But my hood, they was saying that shit, but they was tweaking with me. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? But you know, originally, nigga was like on Fosno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever they is.
Wasn't Poe trying to explain that to me the other day? Phone them, folks in them. Yeah. He was like trying to really emphasize that there's a difference.
It's a difference.
Folks is really for the GDs, right?
Yeah, but.
phone numbers.
But we nigga was saying folks now. Yeah. That's really some the GD shit.
But then
I'm like on phone now.
But then it kind of transitioned to just be on phone them, and then that's just
everybody say on phone now.
Right.
It's a gang in Chicago called the Foes. They don't even be saying, but they say it now though. Really? Everybody say that shit.
Damn.
Damn, it's crazy to think that you and Young like were like good friends and stuff. So like, what about Duck? Was you around Duck? Because you know Young, he's the one who came up with the whole FBG movement, or he started calling it FBG.
Young, I met him in like fourth grade. We both went to Makosh, MT. It's like that bitch in the middle of Woodline. It's like old block right here, then over here.
This the school. Block over here.
That's
Young them shit.
It's like TYMB shit. This the 7. So we all went to this school. I'm probably the only one coming from Parkway going to
school. Why you ain't just go to the regular school that everybody in Parkway went to?
Because I was always going there before I moved to Parkway.
Oh, all right. So you just stayed.
I'm staying there. And I had to walk through Young them shit.
So when Vaughn starts being around Dirk, did you know Dirk well at that time?
I was around Dirk. Man, I was with OTL when that shit started.
Really?
Yeah.
Who started it?
My cousin started that. Look, Vernie.
Oh, so wait. You're related to the Muscle, Lil Vernie?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Oh, that's your cousin too? Damn, that's crazy to know.
Yeah.
So Vernie is the one who came up with Only the Family. Like, he the one that said, all right, we OTL type shit.
Yeah.
That's cool to know.
For music, yeah.
Yeah, for the music. That's what I'm talking about, like the record label side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was rapping too at one point, right?
Yeah. So he still be rapping.
Yeah, he still be rapping.
Yeah.
So how did he end up in a wheelchair?
Yeah, he got shot up.
What year was this? Like, because I've been seeing him in a wheelchair for a long time, so.
Like 2018 or some shit. I think so.
Yeah.
Like around that time.
And so are you spending a lot of time around Vaughn when he's moving around with Dirk and stuff at that time?
Like, when folks started, see me out, I was away. I was like out of town and shit doing my thing. Folks were like, man, ooh, what the fuck you on? He was telling me like, man, stop what you doing. Come back and rap. So that's how I started back, like, staying focused on me. That's how the back again shit came up.
I was just finna have to ask you about that.
When did that?
That's why that bitch called back again.
Right.
Oh, really?
Came back outside. All right, so
came back.
So give it.
I wasn't ever gone. I was just I was doing, making money and shit.
All right, were y'all in the studio all together when y'all did that track? How did it come up? Like, walk us through the making of Back Again.
We was in that bitch. Dirk getting that. Come on. So I'm like, but you know, man, Dirk, we been had songs way before.
This in Chicago, Atlanta?
We was in Atlanta. We was in Atlanta at, damn, what the fuck that studio called? I forgot what the fuck the name of the studio called, but we was in Atlanta, though. He was like, come on, let's go do this shit.
He
was going through the beats and shit.
Did he have a plan in mind? Was it supposed to be a diss?
Hell nah, man.
Just kind of turned out that way?
Nigga just went off energy. It was just Dirk. Then I went on that bitch. First Dirk just did the hook. Then I went on. Then Vaughn, he getting that. You tweaking. I ain't gonna lie, I thought that shit was weak as hell.
Really?
You thought Vaughn versus weak as hell?
I thought my shit was weak.
Nah, your verse went crazy.
But you did your verse first, which is why in your verse, you're not really dissing anybody by name or whatever. But then on Vaughn's verse, he's violating all his ops.
He don't diss nobody, period.
I just went off of what the fuck Dirk was saying.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, he getting that man's ass. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm phone. They want to know where I've been at. Then I'm pop out like a ghost on the phone. That's just how that shit
went. Yeah, that's going crazy.
Yeah.
Right. But so, what did you think when you were listening to Vaughn's verse and it was just the most disrespectful shit you could think of?
As foes.
Yeah,
see, me, I don't be doing that. As opposed to, folks don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't be into that shit though.
But when y'all heard it, I know y'all was going crazy in the studio. Like he was going crazy.
What? Oh damn, this bitch tweaking on folks now. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to change my shit. I heard that.
After you heard the verse, yeah, you like, man.
They getting that, you tweaking, you that shit ain't click on me until when the project drop. Then I'm getting that, damn, this bitch good. They tweaking on my shit.
Nah, you went crazy on that shit. That's one of my favorite joints.
For sure. Me too. I listened to it today in the car and I immediately restarted it and listened to it again, which I probably listened to it like 200 times in my life, which it really says a lot.
It's like a top five King Von song, any song he affiliated with.
That was one of the top songs. That was the number one song on his album.
That's one of my favorite joints for real.
I almost feel bad saying that it's my favorite song though, just because it's like the most violent, disrespectful song.
Hey, look. He said you ain't trying to have no questions. I seen you put that bitch on your shit.
What?
On your little post.
Oh, when I made that video? Yeah, man, people were laughing like, oh my God, not the King Von song.
No, but no. Damn, he tweaking.
I know you seen a video when everybody was in O Block and they was rapping it like, this was after Von died. And
I ain't gonna lie, that shit motivates. Oh, damn.
I know you felt, you had to get goosebumps.
I had to chill. I just want to say, I caught the chill.
It was crazy, like, the energy that, you know what I'm saying, Von left. So, like, how you feel about the mural and stuff? Like, you been outside to go see it and shit already?
Yeah, I seen it.
For sure.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Really, I don't be... I just be... Damn, folks.
Yeah. So, where were you at when you heard the news that Von passed away?
I was around, but I wasn't right there, though.
You was in Atlanta, too, that night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you didn't have a clue that he was actually going to the other lounge, or...
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know folks got shot until all that shit was over.
Like the next day?
Where were you at?
Later on.
Where were you at when it happened?
I was there. I just wasn't right there.
But so you were like around in the air? Yeah, you were like in one of the cars that was driving around?
It was a lot of people out there.
It's crazy because like we talked to DJ U and Bezu and they both were like at hotels in the area and both heard it happening.
Yeah.
Which is
kind
of crazy.
Yeah. That's basically, I heard it and I'm running into it, but I'm seeing everybody running. So I'm like, damn, should I run to that shit? It was like some shit stopping, like, hell nah, he tripping. So I'm just trying to see, pay attention to everything. Then when that shit over with, everybody panicking and shit. That shit over with, they getting that. Folks got hit. I'm what? That's how that shit was.
So you went with him to the hospital or?
No, I didn't go to him to the hospital. I just went with four now. And then I got the call. We had got the call. Never. That's just how it was.
One thing in the new Trap Lil Ross documentary that I had forgotten about or didn't know about was that Quando was at the same hospital at the same exact time. And he went on live. And then Bezu did an Instagram post basically calling him a pussy because he went on live basically because he was scared. That was his accusation.
Yeah, he went on live helping Lil Tim get to the hospital. I remember seeing that.
But isn't that a weird thing to do? Like, you're rushing your homie to the hospital and you, like, hop on Instagram live in the hospital?
I don't know about that.
I know you probably
So you didn't have any relationship? Because a lot of y'all was hanging out with Quando, Rondo, and NBA Youngboy before any of that happened. Like, Dirk and Von, like, at one point, Dirk said NBA Youngboy was his favorite rapper. And I know I seen videos of King Von, like, hanging out with Quando. Like in the studio and stuff, like you wasn't there for any of those studio sessions or anything?
No, I ain't never seen
that. Yeah, no, you ain't never really messing. Did you ever used to listen to Youngboy music at the time?
Yeah, I was. I ain't gonna lie about that shit like that. I was listening to him when he first came out.
Yeah.
The night all that shit happened, they were driving around listening to Youngboy. There's like videos of it and shit. You gotta watch the rest of the Trap Lord documentary.
Yeah, I gotta finish the Trap Lord documentary.
I ain't never seen that shit. I don't wanna see that shit.
It just came out. Yeah, you probably hate it.
So you didn't see the Trap Lord Ross King Von documentary?
Yeah, nah.
Nah, but you heard about it at least, all right?
I just kept in. I ain't never
What about any of the Chicago scene 88? I know you hear about him a lot too.
I ain't gonna lie, folks don't be mad I don't be on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even be controlling my Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just not interested?
I don't like that shit.
I don't know. Like what would my life be like if I didn't watch shit on YouTube all the time? I don't even know.
Only how I hear shit is from somebody around.
So what are you doing on a day-to-day basis? You just got so many girls that you're dealing with that you can't be on YouTube?
Yeah, no, I got kids on phone. Oh. I got a girl. I be chilling. I be working.
Type shit.
I be trying to figure it out.
Writing books?
Yeah, I wrote a book.
So what's the name of these books and where can they get them?
Yeah.
That bitch going to be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Surviving O Block definitely is like a title that needed to happen at some point.
For sure. gotta get that bitch. I'm gonna tell you what's good.
Yeah.
I grew up.
Nah, for sure. How long did it take you to write this? Or did you work with like a co-author on it or anything?
I ain't gonna lie, I was working on that bitch for like two and a half years, some shit like that.
Really?
I started out just writing down the content, like the chapter names.
Yeah, no, this is dope. I actually really want to read this. But were you talented at writing when you were in school, or was this like a totally new challenge to you?
Yeah, I was cool in school. But I ain't gonna lie, I don't know, that shit just came to mind. Like, man, look, niggas ain't writing books. I'm finna write a book.
Right.
Trenches News actually got a book on the way, too, that he's been promoting. You know,
Surviving Drill or something like that, right?
Oh, How to Survive Chicago or something like that.
Similar title, yeah.
I ain't reading that
shit. Are you familiar? Hey, are you familiar with Trenches News?
Yeah, I know about that.
Like, do you know him personally? Because he's somebody that was actually in Chicago, like, at the time. Like, he said he know a lot. Like, Lil Reese recently just said on the DJU interview that the stories that he tell about Lil Reese is true, and that he's seen DJU. I mean, he's seen Trenches out and about in Chicago. Is that somebody you ever ran into, or?
Man, I remember him because he used to fuck with one of my guys that stayed in my build. He used to fuck with his mama and shit. So I used to see him.
Oh, so you did see him personally? Yeah. Would you, so how do you feel about him being one of the cooperators, or people allegedly saying he's cooperator one on the FBG Duck case that's going on right now?
I don't know. I'm going to see that shit when the trial comes. I don't know who's doing what. I don't know.
But you, that's crazy. How you feel about when Suntimes dropped the headline that King Von had $100,000 on FBG Duck's head?
Man, they gonna make all type of stuff.
Sorry, the big thing they...
No, that's the media. That's what they gotta do.
That's the media. That's what they do, right? All right,
they gotta make stories up and go far.
Yeah. So King Von passed out chains in O-Block, and this was before the Suntimes shit, but they saying that him passing out money in O-Block is the reason why they even had the intentions on writing that article saying that he handed out $100,000. But that O-Block chain that y'all got was something that he just did randomly, just off the strength type shit.
Man, that shit was for being round folks and just, you know, we brothers, we come from nothing. We from O-Block. We and this bitch with roaches, mice, bear bugs, all type of shit.
And O-Block J Hood didn't get one, so that's why they kind of fell out.
You familiar with J Hood?
Yeah, I know about it. I don't fuck now.
How you feel about the stories he be saying?
I don't pay attention to that either.
Yeah, he is somebody that actually is King Von's cousin and somebody that was in he
said ain't no cousin.
Not cousin, but a childhood friend. Like he said, he used to sleep over Von's house all the time, and I think he said he know you and
yeah,
stuff.
He lived in that.
So how many O-Block chains in that document or the vlog with Asian Doll? Were you in that actual vlog?
O-Block.
Where he passed out the chains.
He got the big blue coat, shiny ass coat.
Or, I don't know.
No,
were you in that vlog when
that was
he
a
came
video?
Out?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Or was it silver? It might have been a silver coat. I remember he had a loud ass coat.
Oh, that's when he just passed out money. He didn't pass out the chains that day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Icebox in Atlanta.
Man, that just folks. That just
how niggas.
That's just some. He made it. He got some money, man. I'm getting to my brothers.
Yeah.
All that shit daytime. Fuck with daytime. Are they
just talking shit?
Yeah, that's for the media.
Yeah.
So they trying to build a case. So they gonna put whatever to make it seem like it's true.
Sauce it up.
So after Von passed, though, like, everybody just went back to their lives? Like what do you even do after something like that goes down? You're all out of town at the moment.
Shit, look, right, man? Niggas lose people every day, all day. And, man, life be still going on. Just, what you want to say? Oh, I want to go do this? Hell no, man. Niggas just got to figure life out. Got to keep going.
No,
we lose people every day, all day.
No, yeah, definitely.
So. Nah, some people did. Fucking 600 Breezy and Mimo 600. They drove to Savannah, Georgia and shot a music video. You seen that? Like right after all that shit happened.
ain't see none of that.
Yeah, they went out there just to shoot a music video type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, trolling and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never seemed like a great idea to me.
Yeah, I
out of town. You don't know what's going on out there, man. That seems like a weird idea. I don't know.
What's your relationship like with Lil Reese? I know y'all cool. And
that's my dog. I'm from both from the block too.
Yeah. From the block, what you mean? Like, cause he from Lamaron type.
He from old block too.
Cause he out there all the time. Or you said
he grew up in there. Yeah.
So Reese had an apartment in old block at one point.
He lived in the Matt building, but Matt building is across the street. Yeah. He was in there too. All right,
for sure.
How many songs did you ever Reese?
I think I got like 3 songs with Reese.
You ever talk to him these days?
Yeah. Yeah. That's my dog on the phone now.
That's what's up. What's your friendship like with 600 in general?
I got love for them.
Who's like some of your main homies from over there? Because I know I seen you
from 600.
I know you used to rock with E-Day hard. I seen him in
it's close to LA. Buka. Justo. Man.
Yeah.
D-Rose.
Well, how that relationship form with like the people from 600 and shit?
You saying how the relationship form?
Yeah, like just going to school with them or?
Nah, he just from saying they, well, phone from down the street, but you know, just, I used to be going down there with them. With me and T-Wound B and Fono from the block. You know, they on in Washington Park neighborhood, so they had the court, the basketball court. So Fono used to be right there. I come down there, fuck with them and shit. I ain't never hoop. I ain't never play no sports. I ain't gonna say I was hooping.
Yeah. You just weren't interested in sports?
I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't into sports. I don't know.
What's your relationship with 100K Track? Y'all not seeing eye to eye?
You good, folks.
You said I'm good.
You good.
Nah, that's a good question, though.
Wait, but you signed to him at one point?
Nah.
But
I was saying I signed to him.
All right, so the word was that you signed to him or someone forged your signature. That, you know what I'm saying? That's what you were saying. Just Trenches News says your signature was forged and that you really never actually signed to 100K. So like,
I had signed with Get Back Gang. Then he, oh man, folks talking about when I signed papers with 100K, but I never did. I signed papers with Get Back Gang. He was basically saying it's the same thing and he over it.
So he's saying that he owned the rights to your shit because you signed the Get Back Gang is what he's trying to say, right?
He was basically saying 100K was
Get Back
Game. Yeah, he was.
So he owns the LLC to that or Vaughn? Like who started Get Back Game?
Vaughn.
So that should have been Vaughn's artist.
Yeah. But I did that like two, three days before folks got killed. That's how that went.
So have you actually done any business with Track since then?
Since then?
In terms of your music and everything?
Since what? The love. Well, internet
you,
shit.
Since you signed,
I had did a project with him and the distribution though company. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the relationship is not really just a minute. You just trying to finish up your obligations and just get up out of there.
I ain't listening. I ain't got no problem with him, man.
Yeah. cause he still got Boss Top and everybody that he's still managing, right? I think he still managed Boss Top, and I know he was dealing with Moowop too.
Now I don't know who he managing no more.
I've known Track forever, and when he walked in with Vaughn, my jaw like dropped because I just knew him as Melly's guy and as a Florida dude because he did all this shit with Kodak earlier, and then he walks in with Vaughn, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, you managing everybody now? Like, what's going on? I was kind of shocked, but so you don't have a relationship currently, I'm guessing?
Nah, I ain't got no problem with him.
Okay.
We just, you know, had a misunderstanding and shit like that.
Right.
That shit's situated though, that shit's great.
What about NLMB? You got any friends over there?
I got family over there.
Oh, like, yeah, you fuck with her, but Bibby?
I don't know Bibby, but I know her.
You know her?
Yeah.
I got to ask you this shit. This is a funny question. So you was dating a chick from No Limit, and she, like, leaked your news or something online?
Man, that was my baby mama, man.
Oh, all right.
She ain't even from over there.
Oh, she not from over there? Yeah, they said it's like a girl from No Limit, Leisha News. So she not from there? She used to hang out from over there or something.
And what did you do to provoke this?
Man, you going through shit, ain't you?
I ain't going through nothing. I'm chilling.
Yeah. She was just mad at you type
they,
shit?
So you were cheating?
She really boosted my shit up. They was tweaking with me, I think. Yeah.
So you were cheating, and she said, all right, the whole world needs to see his dick now.
Man, she ain't throw me up like that.
Oh, I didn't see the news. Remo, he looks at that kind of stuff.
She threw me up.
It was a shower at college.
She threw me up fucking her on front of her. Like, you just see her legs up. I don't even get the point of that.
Yeah, but she was just
I wasn't fucking naked and no shit like that. I was fucking up in the picture.
I mean, maybe that would get you some more pussy, realistically.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She really had boosted me up. I don't know. That was dumb on her part.
Yeah. A lot of times.
That was then, though.
Girls find out about your sex life, and then they want in.
Yeah. She dumb as hell, fuck.
But she wasn't from No Limit?
Nah, she ain't from No Limit.
Who's JB Bin Laden? Because that's somebody I used to see you working with, like, early on.
That was my homie. That was my homie.
That was your homie, or that ain't your homie no more?
We don't talk no more.
I don't really talk no more, but where he from?
He from 71st.
71st, all right, for sure.
Yeah, he from 71st. When I seen when I was younger?
Yeah.
We lived on the same block.
Oh, all right, for sure.
Yeah.
So he was somebody that you was doing music with early on.
Really. He started doing music. He was rapping him in LA and shit. We was always rapping.
Yeah.
But he was playing with the shit. Then when Foe in LA and Round Town LA and J Money died, I'm like, come on, let's do this. Cause they watching you and they watching me. Let's do this shit. Cause I knew him since we was little. We had a real, real tight bond on Foe now.
What about Jay Money? Because I know you got a song called, like, Money Gang. Is that, like, to honor him?
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with Jay Money?
That was my real big brother right there.
They said he was, like, a bully.
Those were just Jay Money on phone. If you see Jay Money, that's just Jay Money. He wasn't no bully to, he ain't finna come bully you.
Yeah.
he was a good nigga on phone. He really cared for people.
So you linked up with Nas EBK at some point?
Who they?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking the question.
I seen a video with you and Nas EBK on live.
Oh, you talking about
New York?
You talking about K Flocka, people know?
Yeah.
Nah, I was with my homie on OP and Bandy them in New York. And they had a little video shoot or some shit, and I had met K Flocka, and I think... yeah, he was there too.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole drill scene in New York?
I ain't gonna lie, I really don't know. I fuck with niggas in New York.
Right.
But some of this, I don't be listening to all of it though. I ain't gonna
it's
lie.
Kind of noisy. It's a lot of yelling.
I don't really like New York drill.
Chicago drill is a little bit more traditional hip hop in comparison to a lot of the Bronx drill.
It's like still like. Trap beats.
Yeah.
But you know, you got that, I don't know. But they say all type of shit drill now. I don't be knowing what the fuck they talking about. Drill is,
what do you consider drill?
But also drill in Chicago is violent, yes, but drill in New York is way more violent. Like, it's literally like every fucking bar is like smoking on somebody's cousin. It's kind of crazy.
The way New York shit is like how London shit sound. That was like the style Herb and I was doing back in them times. But Herb and them was doing the DJ L shit. Then I had like the sound of that shit too. But I had got beats from niggas from London though. Mm. Way before London came out with their drill shit.
Yeah.
And I guess that's when they all did that shit, that sound. But drill is Pac-Man and King Von. That's drill right there.
Yeah.
Over Sosa?
But it's evolved and changed so much over the years.
Sosa just, he impact the movement of the drill. But drill, like.
So you'll put Von over Sosa?
With the drill?
If you had to name your top three to top five drill rappers right now, who would you name?
Drill rappers?
From Chicago. Yep.
I'm a Pac-Man. All
right.
Von. Damn, man. Hell, fucking great.
Pac-Man, we got Vaughn. Who else?
I got to throw Keith because Keith spread the drill movement to the world.
Yeah, we might not be having this conversation if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, so, yeah, you wouldn't know me if it wasn't for Keith. You wouldn't know Herb. You wouldn't know a lot of us if it wasn't for Keith. But I got to throw Pac-Man because he created,
I need two more then.
Does Dirk not come to mind because his music has kind of gone so far beyond drill at this point?
Man, Dirk got his own style, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's drill though,
so he ain't in that top five. So give me two more.
I put Dirk as a top five artist. But drill rappers, I put. When it come to rap, Keith just pushed the drill, man. This shit, I don't know, man. I put Pac, Vaughn, me.
Gotta put yourself on the list. Otherwise, what's the point?
Put Sosa in there, so that's four. We just need one more then.
Damn, so gotta put Sosa. I put
give us an op.
An op. You
gotta at least get some of them. Even if y'all don't fuck with them, it's some of them.
I listen to everything. I want to hear what the fuck people talking about.
So which one of the ops that got good music that you like? All right, I can recognize like he's still decent.
Somebody that's decent.
That you can still like you can honor, you can respect their music and shit. Even if they ain't from
your song. I ain't gonna lie. Let me get somebody from out. Lil Mo.
Right,
I can listen to him. He be tweaking.
Yeah.
Best current GD rapper. Chicago.
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
Yeah, I think Ruga is probably gonna take it. Let's be real. He probably got the best music out of any of them.
Oh no, I ain't gonna. I listen to like what the fuck come out. I gotta see what the fuck going on. I want to hear what people saying. Other than that, I don't be on the internet, so I'm gonna listen to the music.
Was you ever around YNW Melly, being around Track?
I ain't never been around Melly.
You ain't never been around Melly.
I talked to Melly, though. I ain't never been around though.
So what's up with Mona Duke? Because it seemed like he one of the faces of Old Block right now. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
You got any songs with him?
We got songs. I'm on his project he just dropped, Welcome to the Jungle.
I think I did see that.
I'm on his project. That's my brother, for sure.
When did you decide to get your teeth done?
I ain't gonna lie, I got my shit done right after folks got killed. Because folks getting that mad, he getting that. We had a little plan and shit. Me and Vaughn said, he getting that, we gonna do this. He getting that, boy, you gotta go get your teeth. He getting that, what the fuck, bro, say? He getting that, boy, you ain't no ugly nigga, boy. You go get your teeth up. They gonna really love you. So I'm like, man, I don't get no fuck about no teeth. I had money to do it. I just ain't getting no fuck. But
Vaughn like, paid for it, or he just told you, he just motivated you to do it?
Yeah, folks motivated me to go do that shit. So I'm gonna get my shit done.
It's crazy because, like, even this morning, I was watching like an older video of yours and then a newer one, and I was like, as a dude, getting your teeth fixed is like basically the best thing you could possibly do for your appearance.
Man, but look,
though,
man, I'm in the hood. I was in the hood. I ain't get no fuck about no teeth.
Yeah.
My mama was still in it. What the fuck I care about my mouth for?
But if you want to be a rapper and shit, like, I don't know. If you have fucked up teeth, people just look at you like you're a crackhead or something. Which is, it's not fair, but it's. You know, a lot. You go to England, everybody got fucked up teeth out there. But in America, like, we just judge people so hard for having fucked up teeth.
Oh, phone girl, you go look at your teeth. Go get your teeth done. Look at everybody else's teeth. You go like, damn, bitch, you was just telling me to get my teeth done. at your shit.
How you judging everybody else's shit?
Come on now.
How much you spent on them?
That bitch like 20.
Yeah, 20.
You ever get in a fight and get cracked in your shit? How's that feel?
I ain't gonna lie, my girl just hit me and I said, I'm fucking crazy.
I remember having braces and it was like the worst thing in the world getting punched in the face because your braces would like smash into your lip and it would hurt and cut your shit up in the.
I was gonna get braces, but I'm like, man, that shit hurt.
Yeah, if you got the money, you might as well just. And also, I feel like braces could end up costing $20,000 over the course of like 3 years.
And that shit a long ass process. You probably gotta wait 20 years to your shit.
And you look like shit. While you have the braces, just so you could look better in the future. Whereas with you get veneers,
that
just does it.
That shit hurt though.
Oh, I seen a picture of you and ASAP Yams on FaceTime.
Yeah, my dog.
How did ASAP Yams and you get connected? That's a random.
That is crazy.
ASAP Yams, he was trying to make me ASAP.
In
what years?
2012, 2013.
That's wild.
How did y'all even get in tune? How he discover you?
I ain't gonna lie, he had mentioned me on Twitter getting that Prince Dre. I don't know, a lot of people mentioned around that time, but he getting that. He the one.
Bro, there's so many rappers from especially the early days of No Jumper. So many people that I would talk to, and this was after Yams passed, but so many people would be like, yeah, and Yams started talking to me. And like after Rocky popped off, Yams was on it. He was talking to so many different people and trying to figure out who his next artists were going to be and shit. And then he just kind of died in the middle of all that.
I ain't gonna lie. He was on my ass too.
Really?
He like, you leave, come. He like, I'm getting that. Fuck it. Then he died.
Yams was a real visionary. Man. He had the vision for sure.
Hell yeah.
He was like, you're going to be ASAP Dre.
The real vision, though, that a lot of people like don't remember is that Yams basically like got famous on Tumblr just from posting like cool fucking
pics and stuff. And
but of other people. And like, oh, here's like a fucking FUBU ad from an issue of The Source from 1995. He'd be posting all this kind of shit. And then finally, like, Rocky was ready. And then he premiered Rocky on his Tumblr. And then Rocky just blew the fuck up from then. And we were all like, oh, what? Like, you could just get popping on Tumblr and then use your Tumblr to get your artist popping? Like, we
Tumblr?
Could not.
What that is?
It's basically like a version of Twitter and shit from back in the day.
I think I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I remember seeing that, like, when you sharing a video.
Yeah,
on
you
YouTube.
Could share images and videos and shit on it. But back in the day, it was kind of, I don't know, it had a vibe to it that was like, a lot of girls were on it. That's why it stood out so much that Yams was using it, because it was like a lot of girls were using it at that time and shit. Like, it was more for that, but he just got popping on there. But you ever actually meet him, or you just FaceTimed and shit?
We was always just on the phone.
Mm.
Yeah. I had met one of Drake people's too. He the one who actually had brought my passport. He like, man, go get your passport. I was still in O Block. I was still living in O Block.
Do you remember who?
Drake's friend?
Out of Drake's crew?
I forgot his name. He was from over there, though.
Why they want you to get a passport to come to Canada?
He wanted me to come to the... I guess they had some type of... it was some party or some shit on the yacht or some shit. He like, man, come fly out here. I like, man, I can't fly nowhere. I ain't got no passport. And I was young still, too. And he had paid for that bitch. I think I just turned 18, too, though. Yeah, it was me and JB. Yeah, oh, I sent the money to get our shit. Then he died.
Damn.
I don't know.
Do you ever feel like you're kind of like fucked up in the head from having lost so many people when you were young?
I ain't gonna lie. People be like, man, you need to go to counseling. I don't need no counseling. I just said this on anyway. I'm getting that. Why would I want to pay somebody that never been through no shit I've been through? I go talk to my grandma or some shit. I'd be cool.
I would say give it a shot. Therapy definitely could help you get your mind right, but I feel you. I know. I mean, you know what it is that makes me realize how fucked up in the head we are at this point is when somebody that I know loses somebody and I see how bad it fucks them up, and they're like depressed for like weeks and shit, and that's when I realize like, oh shit, like when people die, you know, it just doesn't like hit the same when you lost so many people that you know.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even cry no more. That shit don't like, at first, like, I ain't gonna lie, the real time my last cry was when T-Roy got killed.
Really?
I remember I had cried on the porch. I had got the call, I'm like, never. See? But then again, I just kept, I was been losing. I'm like, when I started traveling and shit, seeing shit, I'm like, Fona made it out. So I look at it like, we in hell, they made it out this bitch, so that shit don't hurt me no more.
So by the time Von passed away, you was already too numb to
it? I ain't gonna lie, I ain't cry when Von died. That shit ain't hit me until my mama called. Cause that bitch, I was blue on Fona Gray, I was mad as hell. But I was mad cause I couldn't cry. Then my mama called, she getting that, why you ain't answering? She getting that, ooh, she talking. I just started crying. Oh, damn. That's the last time I cried, though, for real.
How do you feel about the new reports that came out saying that maybe the police actually shot the fatal shots that actually killed King Von and not Lil Tim?
I can believe it. Them bitches ain't right. I can believe it. I don't know what happened though, but I can believe it.
Who so any odds that you feel like anybody in music we feel like we should be checking out, like what you got working on or any new artists you?
I got my project coming out called Still I Stand. Basically saying I'm an old black soldier. I know one of the ones still there. Then I got my book and my weed screen and shit. But rappers and shit, I fuck with Mr. Disrespectful. He from Philly.
Oh, word? We got to check that out.
Oh, no. I fuck with a lot of rappers in New Orleans, Philly, and D.C. So it's St. Louis, that bitch busting too. They got to start getting in tune with, like, other places,
man. Draw, like, 2-3 more.
Places?
Nah, people that we need to tap in with. Mr. Disrespectful, you say?
EBK Lebo? Mr. Disrespectful? Is that what you're looking at?
Nah. His name is Mr. Disrespectful.
I feel like...
I got a song with him. My nigga Skrilla. My nigga Lil Law. Lil Law coming.
Oh, you got a song? Yeah. All right, for sure.
Lil Law. Me, Lil Law. The Real Disrespectful.
The Real Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay.
Out of Philly.
Yeah, he in Philly. My homie Glock Jones, he booked Free Glock Jones. He in D.C.
Yeah.
I fuck with him. I don't know. It's a lot of niggas I be fucking with. I don't be want to leave niggas out, but them the places, though, that's busting right now. Niggas got to get in tune.
If you had to leave a message to the youth or anybody that's watching this shit that might be getting into the shit that you did early on, what would you tell them?
Streets don't love you. Streets don't love nobody. If you got an opportunity, take that bitch. Somebody trying to help you, take that shit. You only get two places, man. Death and jail, man. And I'm just blessed to be able to make it out, like, survive this shit.
Surviving O Block.
For sure. All right, that bitch coming October.
Surviving Remo. Coming soon. Oh, man. Okay, anybody you want to shout out? Anything we should know about before we wrap this?
Shit, shout out my city, Chicago. Shout out the block. Shout out Fono. Shout out New Orleans. Shout out Philly. Shout out my nigga Wayne P. That's full shit. Vibe and trap.
Shout out some of the guys you got. You came deep as a mug. Who we got in the building?
I got Philly with me. I got New Orleans with me.
Yeah.
On Fono. You know, I'm straight out the rack. On Fono. Long live Pretty Guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a great conversation. You've been a part of some crazy shit. You're part of, like, our favorite fucking Chirac song, basically, honestly. Yeah. Especially from the modern era. Yeah, man, it was good to have a conversation, and I wish you best of luck with your career and everything, and everybody should go check out his music on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, etc.
Sure. Prince Dre in the building.
Yeah.
Man, good meeting you,
folks,
bro.
Folks screaming, get back.
You know, we're with that. All right, shout out my boy Remo, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Tap in.
Go cop Surviving O Block. Can I have this copy? No, you only got one copy?
Damn. I'm going to send you one.
Send us one.
I'm going to send them out of
Remo. For sure.